Parshas Balak is a confusing parsha. You have a man, Bilam ben Beor. Now, if I didn't have Chazal elaborating on who and what this man was, I'd say some sort of a hocus-pocus person, and I really failed to understand it. On the one hand, it would seem that he had certain kochos of bracha and klala. Now, kochos of bracha and klala come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Avram Avinu in Lech Lecha, what did he say? Va'avarcho amavarachecho mekalecho or hey, bracha, Chai Yisrael is given a koch of bracha. And here's a man who's given a koch of bracha. And it seems to be that there's a koch in Balak's bracha. What sort of person was he? Immediately after Parsha Balak, we read the story Benos Moav, Benos Midyan. Seems to have no connection whatsoever. In the Haftorah we say, Am Yitzchono Mayoatz Balak Melech Moav Ma'ono Also Belam Ben Boor Min Ashitim Ad HaGilgol Amandas Sitkos Hashem. No, he was responsible for this whole thing. Who is this man? What is he about? So Chazal tell us an incredible statement. Pasuk says, Lo kom b'Yisrael kamo shod. Avol umos ha'olam kom. There's one man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to umos ha'olam, whose powers in Ruchnius, his potential for Ruchnius was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Unbelievable. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this? And what did this man do with it? Man with unbelievable kochos, because he had those kochos in Ruchnius. Apparently, along with that came kochos of bracha and a koch of klola. So, Chazal tell us what is one of the unique features of Moshe Rabbeinu. One of the unique features of Moshe Rabbeinu was on the pasuk Imdu Va'eshma, story of Pesach Sheni, says, Elisha, a human being can say, I know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to talk to me about this tonight. I'll come back to that. That he was able to, on demand, speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every other Navi, it happened, it didn't happen. Sometimes, when, never predictable. He could predict it. What does Bilam say? Vayomer Aleihem. Vinu po halaylo of Hashivos Eschom Dova Kasher Yidaber Yudke Vovke Eli. Because tonight I'm going to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to discuss with HaKadosh Baruch Hu tonight. Unbelievable bitachon in his own powers that he was on that madrega that he could guarantee a meeting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he says Yidaber Yudke Vovke. Pasuk says, "Vayovah Elokim al Bilam." Vayom Bilam Elokim, Balak ben Tzippor. And Hakadosh Baruch Hu says, "Lo Selechimohem, Lo Soras Ha'om Ki Baruch Hu." Then sends again. So he says, "Wait, my Yosef Hashem Daber Elai, Yudke Vavke." Vayovo Elokim El Bilam. Elokim comes to Bilam. Vayomelo Imlikro Luchabo Anoshim. Kumlech, he says, you can go with them. Achzadova Shadabe Lechosasas. You'll do what I tell you to do. You're not an independent operator. Now, why did Bilam want to go? And here there's an interesting machlokas between Bilam and Balak. Balak says, "Kaber achaber chamod." I will give you a lot of kavod. What is Bilam answer? You telling me obeso kesev azov? I'm not interested in kavod. I want money. This talks about kavod. This talks about money. Kavod's cheap, but I want money. Again, you telling me obeso kesev azov? Vayakim Bilam Baboke Vayachvosh, Vayichara Elokim Kiholecho. And Elokim was angry that he's going, Vayisyate Malach Yud Kevovke Baderech, Lesotomo. He's a Malach Hashem, Vateroson is Malach Hashem, is a Malach Yud Kevovke. It's a whole story. And the and HaKadosh Baruch Hu does an unbelievable thing. Vayiftach Yud Kei Vav Kei Espi Ha'osam. Says, and Chazal tell us, he says, V'tom Ha'osam Halo Anoch Ha'osam Shorchav Dome Odcha Rayom Hazeh, that we're told that Bilam, Chazal say, is the lowest of the low. In Yonei Arayis, in Yonei Znus, he's an absolute lowlife. As bad as you can imagine, he's the lowest of the low in Arayis. He loves money, he loves Znus. Wouldn't mind covered, but he has to have his money. Who is this man, Bilam? Bilam is a man, like a lot of people, has powerful Kirchus HaNefesh, unbelievable, as a Yetzirah. And that Yetzirah is always a battle between his love of money. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't go. He's dreaming of money. He's dreaming of kavod. He anyway is a bal taiva with his znus. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, don't go. And there's that pull. He says an interesting thing. Says, "Tomus nafshi mos yisharim, siach yisri kamohem." In this world, I'm not going to give up on my taira, but I want the same chelik in olam haba as klal yisrael. Tiach yisri kamohem. The answer is you can't have that. All your koyches and nefesh. And all your potential and all your whatever you can do, all the money and all those notes, I'm not going to get you a marshal in Olam Haba. That's what he's told. He says, I want the same, but you're not going to get the same. Now, he sees Klal Yisrael, Matovu Alecha Yaakov. Sees the power of Klal Yisrael is in the Midas Hatznius. Midas Hatznius is a gedder for Arayis. It's many things. Midas Hatznius, when a person stops and thinks, who am I, what am I? I'm a goof, I'm a neshama. All the big media, what are they full of? People presenting themselves to you, look, I'm not a neshama, I'm only a goof. I want you to appreciate me not as a neshama, as a goof. And the way you present yourself to people, that's the image you have of yourself. Natovu alecha Yaakov, mishkan asecha Yisrael. Tznius. Tznius means recognizing who am I? I'm a neshama who uses my goof to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's who and what I am. And he realized that the koyach of Klal Yisrael as the Yam HaShem, as the Mamlech HaSkohanim of HaKadosh, in how they identify yourself. We live in a world where The Avodah Zarah of the human body is unbelievable. All you read the media, all they can talk about, the body, comfortable with my body. This will, mishagas in the world. They don't talk about who they are as a human being, who they are as a neshama. That doesn't interest them. Klal Yisrael is different. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, why did I give such kaychas to Bilam? The almost all of them shouldn't have a taina. Had you given us some of the madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, we also would have done it. So I gave it to you. And see, he was a naiv, he was a baltaiva, you were a baltaiva, because in that battle between Guf and the Neshama, Klal Yisrael identify themselves as Neshama, and the almost all of them identify themselves as Guf. Bilam, at the end, gives an eitz. If you take a look at the Posh Pshat, he says, "Vayomer Bilam and Bolok, I do what I said. Even if you give me all the money in the world, I can't go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Asher yedaber yud kevav ki otzo adaber." I'm going back to where I came from. But I'll tell you what's going to happen to Klal Yisrael. And he left. The story should have ended there. The answer is no. Bilam is not giving up on his money and his covet. So he comes back to Balak and says, listen, I have an idea. You want to destroy Klal Yisrael? Kayim shel Eila Sone Zimahu. Kayim shel Eila Sone Zimah. It is one thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, is Znus. So, Vayechel Hom Liznos al Benos Moav. Vatikul Om Lizivcha Yelohehem. We are worshiping, they're eating from the Korbanos of Avodah Zarah. Vayishtachul Elohim. They began with Znus, went to eating, and then went to Avodah Zarah. And they began worshiping the most disgusting, obnoxious Avodah Zarah you can imagine. Who are we talking about? Klal Yisrael's in the midst of 40 years. With an Amor Eish, an Amor Honor, an Honor Akov, with Mon, with Mayim. They're living in Nisim, beyond Nisim, beyond Nisim. And they're worshiping Avodah Zarah? What? Are they crazy? Klal Yisrael said, "Lo avdu Yisrael avodah zarah l'hatol ma'arayas b'chufahesya." No. A person becomes a paltaiva that distorts his entire intellectual faculty. He can't think properly. Rambam writes something very interesting. We say every day, "Kriya Shema, lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei einechem." What does that mean? So I'll say minus and znus. Rambam explains. Einechem is znus. Einechem is a lifestyle that centers around taiva. A lifestyle where the most important thing is where hanoras olam hazeh becomes a goal and an end in and of itself. Nothing wrong with having a chocolate bar. You want to enjoy this world? Enjoy this world. Nothing wrong with enjoying. When it becomes a goal of life, it becomes a focus of your life, then you've gone too far. You want to have good food? Have good food. But some people, their whole mitzvah revolves around food. Remember we had a bracha years ago before there was such a thing as email, after they invented faxes. The Bach, I remember, his father sent me a fax to give him what Rosh Hashanah was like in their home. He describes all the incredible food they had first night, and the unbelievable food they had first day. Unbelievable food. It was, you would imagine, you would notice that it's Yom HaDin, you may, as the Rambam describes, you may gyro a pacha davi, nothing. It's food two days. I forget whether the Shabbos, they're three days. Absolute feasting. So the Rambam says, Lo tzchach levav chirei enecha. Making an Oslam as a goal of your life. Not the only goal of your life, as a goal of your life. It's not a, very good. Have a yontif meal, enjoy the yontif meal, fine. Make it a goal of your life. The Rambam says, why? Because then you forget who you are. And there are two mitzvahs that come together. What is the mitzvah of Lo sasuru achrei levavcha? Rambam says, very interesting. In Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, so Rambam, many people view the Rambam as this unbelievable intellectual analysis, an open mind. Rambam doesn't really fit that bill. You're not allowed to learn about Avodah Zarah. He says, Avodah Zarah bilvad, who shall also hafno sachareho b'machshova. Kol machshova, shegoremes lo lo'odom, any machshova that causes a person, la'aku ikut mi'ikri ha'torah, mu'torim onru shelo l'halos ha'libeinu, v'lo nasiach daito l'kach, don't put your mind into it. Why? They have very limited minds. Not everyone can understand everything with a clarity. Al Burov. If he goes after Machshavos Libo, Nimsa, Machshavos Olam, Fikot Sadaito. Valminyan Azeh, his hero Torah told. Achadai talk to Vidinya Shemachshov to Masega, because you'll think you've reached the Emes. But what does that have to do with Znus? If you take a look at the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam says very simple. Says, includes it all in one mitzvah. It's two parts of the same thing. They're not as two independent things. Let's read what he says here. We'll shorten our thinking. We'll put a limit to it. So that we know we're in safe bounds. That means you don't have to think about all the philosophies about Kfirah. Put your mind to the Mitzvahs HaTorah. That's how you should be developing your mind. And he says, "Nekatze machshavteinu v'nosim lo gvul." Why? The answer is very simple. What does it have to do with losusurach levavchem v'achreinechem? Person's a bal taiva. Now the human mind is an incredible tool. It can justify anything. And you know, when Hitler, Yimach Shmuel Zichro, wanted to justify, he had a whole philosophy to justify why he could kill all the Jews in the world. And a lot of people bought into it. It had nothing to do. He decided what he wanted. And then he came up with a theory to justify it. And he convinced a lot of highly intelligent people of this, because it fed into all of their different types. Klal Yisrael, there, they saw the Benos Moav and Benos Midyan. They wanted it, but the Torah says, no, you're not allowed. So, come up with all sorts of machshavas, all sorts of theories to justify it this way, that way, the other way. Of the Yisrael Avodah Zorah, Elo, Hatim Avodah Zorah B'Fahes. Begin with your goal, then you come up with your theories to justify your goal, and then it becomes a whole philosophy and a whole theory. And again, worshiping Avodah Zorah, Baal Por. You have to be totally mindless to do that after you spent 40 years in the Midbar. But he got out 24,000 pretty girls and bang, he forgot all about it. 24,000 pretty girls destroying Klal Yisrael. Now why is it? We're told a very interesting thing in the story of Bilam. The story of Bilam, we're told that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave those incredible koichas to Bilam and gave those incredible koichas to Moshe Rabbeinu, each one did something different. Each one had a totally different way. Bilam was a mushchas in midas. He was a balgaiva. He was a baltaiva. Yodea da'aselion, so Chazal said he couldn't. He's Yodea da'aselion. He didn't know what his donkey was about, and he knows what a Kadosh Baruch was about. And Yodea das chamoro. All of a sudden, he's Yodea da'aselion. And he did one thing. What is he doing here? He's trying to take those unbelievable koichas haruchnias that he has and say, how am I going to make a lot of money about it? How am I going to get a lot of covet out of it? Moshe Rabbeinu had all those, was born with unbelievable koichos hanefesh. But there are two things that are operative here. Number one, what's operative? In the neshama of each Jew, there's a certain koich that were yerish from the office, that will, no matter how bad we can get and how low we are, we'll always remain pure. Except if Nefesh HaChaim says, you become a Meshumet. Comes under, Kol Bo'ehu Yeshuvim Lo'osigo Orchos Chaim. But Kol Zman, a Jew, there's something that always remains pure within a Jew. Now, how do you take that pure thing and have it develop and take over the person? Moshe Rabbeinu had that pure thing within him as being a Jew. Where did that come from? Because when HaKadosh Baruch told Avram Avinu, Ki yedativ lamana shiyatzave es bonov es beso achrov, that you have the capacity to create a people. And when HaKadosh Baruch who promised Yaakov Avinu that he could create Klal Yisrael, the three of us, their koichas hanefesh, created, they were manchil, they gave to their descendants that unbelievable koich hanefesh. Bilam Arasha, he says, Ki meirosh tsurim erenu megvoros asherenu. These people are solid. You can't budge them. Because their kedusha comes from their office. So Rashi says in Parshas Re'eh, Kedushas atzcho me'avosecho, Yod v'chobach Hashem. We yerish a kedusha from the office that it doesn't budge. It's always there. Oh, and HaKadosh Baruch gave us the ability to develop that kedusha, each one of us, in our own way. Now, how do we do that? So, Bilam told us now that. Kan cholim ne toyo. So the Gemara in Bracha says, Ma nachal hazeh, malas ha'odem mitum alataru. Af, divrei Torah malas ha'odem mitum alataru. Moshe Rabbeinu had one thing that Bilam Rosh didn't have. He had a father, Amram, had a father, Kohos, had a father, Levi. Levi was sitting and learning Torah the entire time in Mitzrayim. He had a son, Kohos, was learning Torah the entire time in Mitzrayim. He had a son, Amram, was learning Torah the entire time in Mitzrayim. He was Rambam writes, he was the spiritual leader of Klal Yisrael. He made Takonos. And then Amram brought up Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had the Koyach HaTorah, the Torah that existed before Klal Yisrael Makabel the Torah. That Torah, that Moshe Rabbeinu had two things. He had that purity of neshama that was created in the heart of every Jew, that we are Yerush from Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. That is part of the neshama of every Jew. There's something that will always remain pure. Now, how do you take that which is always pure? And a lot of people, you meet them, you don't see that deep down within there's something pure. Interesting. If you go to the ashrams in India, all these people searching spirituality, the percentage of Jews is overwhelming. Because there's something in the neshama of every Jew that seeks out ruchnius. It's not going to be, no Jew will be totally satisfied, no matter how far gone he is, with a life of total gashrus. He wants something ruchni. Now, that's in the heart of every Jew. Obviously, Moshe Rabbeinu born into such a house, he had that, but he also had the limud haTorah he got from Amram, got it from Kohos, got it from Levi, was the Rosh Hashiva in Mitzrayim, all of Shevet Levi. They learned Torah the entire time in Mitzrayim, 210 years. We don't know exactly what that Torah was involved. Rambam says a lot had to do with Midas Tovus. And we'll see that in a second. But a person with his neshama puts himself into Limud haTorah, becomes a superior individual. All those koichos and nefesh that Bilam had, But he didn't have that pure neshama, that pure spark that lies in the heart of every Jew. He didn't have the ability to take that spark and build it to a fire like Moshe Rabbeinu did because he was learning Torah. He didn't have that. So he took all those koichos and nefesh and used it for all of his times. And in the end destroyed himself as Bilam ben Beor Hargu b'Charav. And they killed Bilam ben Beor in that war. Why? Because he was the one who set the whole thing up. And who killed him? Moshe Rabbeinu killed him. Why? Because you had the confrontation between the two spiritual giants. And in that confrontation, Moshe Rabbeinu, the Ish HaRuchni, Ish HaLokim, because he was coming with the Koyach HaTorah, was able to kill Bilam HaRosh. He said, you know, I'll tell you how to destroy Klal Yisrael. They'll bring them down to my level. They'll become Balei Taiva. And then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not be able to tolerate it. And in Echanami, there's a Magef. Kach is called Rosh Yom. He says. And the story of Pinchos. Who's Pinchos? He's the first kanoi. Nowadays, the words kanoim have a negative connotation. There are different types of kanoim. It's a kanoi who's a wild person, undisciplined by Torah. But there's a kanoi who does everything with Torah. What makes a person a kanoi? There's a certain person in whom the Bakoshas HaEmes burns very strongly. And that Bakoshas HaEmes that burns very strongly cannot tolerate shaker. The kedusha of his neshama burns strongly within him. He can't tolerate tumah. An uplifted human being seeing low human beings is revolted by them. That's a kanoi. Now, Gemara in Sanhedrin says, it wasn't just he was a kanoi that justified where everything is. There was specific halach of kanoi and pogimbo. A kanoi has to express his kanois in the way the Torah says you're allowed to express your kanois. And he did a very dangerous thing. He was an outcast and was killing a Nasi bi Yisrael. But Gemara says kanoi has to do it if his midas ha'emes cannot tolerate sheker, his midas ha'kadusha cannot tolerate tumah, all of his midas cannot tolerate hashkosa, then he's allowed within the gather of Torah. And once he's allowed, Pinchas says, Torah says it's all right, nothing wrong. I'm an outcast, will be more of an outcast. No. We begin next week's parsha in an interesting way. People think a wild kanoi, he's against shalom. Who is the person who brings shalom to the world? The person who brings shalom to the world, people say, oh, don't get involved, let it out, we have to talk to them, we have to convince them. Or the Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, like a chromer, he took and he stabbed him. Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Heshavis Chamosim al ben Yisrael, but Kanos Kenos B'Sochem, Chalises ben Yisrael, Hinini Nosen, was Bishi Shalom. The Bishi Shalom. Why? Because he brought Shalom to the world. Shalom to the world is brought by bringing Klal Yisrael close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Makor HaShalom. And if there's no Makor HaShalom, if it's not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a true Shalom. And it was a Nasi B'Yisrael, a royal daughter of Midian. But still, he saw sheker, he couldn't tolerate sheker, revolted by sheker. That brings truth. There are people who become exalted. And that is exactly what Bilam said. Kan cholem natoyu, ka cholem. The more a person involves himself in Torah, and wants to uplift himself via the Torah, the more he will become uplifted, the more he'll become exalted. You get to a madrega of a Moshe Rabbeinu. You get to a madrega of a Pinchas, whose bakoshes emes was he could not be soul, he could not stand sheker. But he just didn't act in an indiscriminate manner. He says, well, what does the Torah allow me to do, or the Torah doesn't allow me to do? And Moshe Rabbeinu was so overwhelmed, he forgot for a second. Pinchas said, halach is kind of impossible. Said, fine, went and did it. There's a lot in this parasha about human beings. How you can have tremendous kachas and nefesh, but unless you are in control of your taivas, it's not going to work. And there's that struggle. And every human being has that struggle. Moshe Rabbeinu had that struggle too at a certain point of his life, until he so uplifted himself by the time he got to Maamar Har Sinai that he was beyond that struggle. It's Meshech Chachma in the beginning, an introduction to Parsha Shmos, Sefer Shmos, talks about he became a Natul HaBechira. That means he was on such a level, he no longer, his Yetzirah, but through his own efforts, he got beyond his Yetzirah. Became total Ruchni. On the other hand, the Rambam writes in Maror Nevuchim, a person can push himself down so he becomes an absolute animal. How much, where you are in the balance of guf and neshama depends on a person's ability to negotiate between the two. It's negotiation between the two. And the more you push up, sometimes the harder it gets until you get beyond it. But the bottom line is, those kochos ha'nefesh, and the kochos ha'nefesh that lie within every Jew, what can you do? You can take that spark that's within every Jew and light a massive fire with it through Torah. It's a very interesting thing. Very interesting thing. Years ago, it's about 50 years ago, the Holy Yonah Balei Tshuva became. I know my friend Rav Nota Shiller, Rosh Yeshiva Or Sameach, told me once, he says, I began, I just want to make people from. And I found I couldn't make people solidly from unless they sat and learned Torah. It just didn't work and didn't stay. So we had to open a yeshiva. Why? Because the only way a Jew changes himself and to uplifts himself to a higher and higher madrega is through Torah. Ma hanachal hazeh. Nachal is a mayon. It's matahir. How is it matahir? It's matahir, bezochlim. A mikveh needs a certain amount. A mayon, as long as you can get into the mikveh, there's no amount. There's no amount. It's makosha. Any immersion in Torah has the potential to uplift. And the more and more it uplifts and it uplifts. And that's why with the two kochos hanefesh that were given, the two greatest kochos hanefesh that are given in the history of the world, one ended up Moshe Rabbeinu, one ended up Bilam Rosh. One was Mizgaber, and he became a total Yishvei Elokim, it was an Atula Bechira. One sank to the level of being an absolute animal. And nowadays, people talk about they get addicted to that, addicted to this, addicted to that. You know, a while ago, a certain young man, a different yeshiva from a different institution that involves people to some degree in Torah, I'd call it a yeshiva, came. And he was talking with me. He says, I can't. I says, I'm just addicted. I told him, I don't believe him. You can't. He said, because it's against my deep belief that Torah says every one of us have b'chira chofshes. The few yechidei school, three, four, five people, history, humanity, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so evil, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it away. I said, don't think you're so special. You're such a Russia. Elmai, for some people, Bechira Chavshis is easy. Some people, they have to develop the tools to control themselves and to deal with themselves and to be misgabber on that. But every one of us has Bechira Chavshis. Every one of us has the ability to take our lives in our hands and produce whatever we want with it. You're addicted to that, you're addicted to this, you're addicted to that. Some people are addicted to pornography, some to drugs, some to money, some to stealing, all sorts of things people get addicted to. But a person always maintains his b'chira chofshes. That means you have to then begin working on developing the tools to control it. Yeah, that means b'chira chofshes is not a yes or no. Sometimes you have to work to assert your b'chira chofshes. That's also b'chira chofshes. Rav Choshes Rabbi Nagon says a mitzvah. You have to work at it. If there's a mitzvah of lulav, a mitzvah of asterisk, it's not that I wake up Sukkot morning and say, oh, I thought a little genie or a little malach was going to put a lulav and asterisk in front of my door. It's not there this morning. No. I go up before Sukkot and say, make sure I have it, like every mitzvah. Bechira Choshes, you have to work to make sure you makayim the mitzvah of Bechira Choshes. We all have that mitzvah. We all have that ability. And part of that process of uplifting yourself is the immersion in Torah. That immersion in Torah just is what enables you to negotiate and bring out within you that pure spark that lies in the heart of every Jew. And immersion in Torah takes that spark and makes a flame. Mitzvah Hashem. We should learn these lessons and apply it to our lives. These are not stump stories. These tell us very deep insights in how we're supposed to develop ourselves, how we're supposed to perfect ourselves, our Yerushimayim and our Midas and our Hanhagas, and how we deal with situations in life. And all of that, Bilam said, Ka'aholim, Olei Torah, by immersing yourself in Torah, that is the key to asserting your Bechira Chavshus and uplifting yourself to be, words of Perkei Avos, from Ram Tov Kol HaMaisim.